I believe in honor, faith, and service.
I believe that a little outrage can
I believe in freedom of speech.
I believe in empathy.
I believe in truth.
I believe in the ingredients of love.
This I believe.
Today, as part of our Monday series, This I Believe, an essay from Cecile Gilmer. She's a meeting planner from Logan, Utah, and she's one of the more than 10,000 of you who've sent us statements of personal belief. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
For many who write essays for our series, belief is grounded in home and family. It's true for Cecile Gilmer, too, but not in the usual ways. Gilmer lives alone with her cat and her dog. She has moved 26 times in her 44 years. Still, she holds tightly to a belief in home and family that she learned, or rather was taught, early on. Here is Cecile Gilmer with her essay for This I Believe.
I believe that families are not only blood relatives, but sometimes just people that show up and love you when no one else will. In May 1977, I lived in a Howard Johnson's motel off of Interstate 10 in Houston. My dad and I shared a room with two double beds and a bathroom way too small for a modest 15-year-old girl and her father. Dad's second marriage was in trouble, and my stepmother had kicked us both out of the house the previous week. Dad had no idea what to do with me, and that's when my other family showed up. Barbara and Roland Beach took me into their home because their only daughter, Sue, my best friend, asked them to. I lived with them for the next 7 years. Barb starched my drill team skirts, same as Sue's. She made sure I had lunch money, doctor's appointments, help with homework, Jordache jeans, puka shell necklaces, and nightly hugs. Barbara and Roland attended every football game where Sue and I marched, every drama performance I was in, even when I had no speaking lines. As far as I could tell for the Beaches, there was no difference between Sue and me. I was their daughter, too. When Sue and I left for rival colleges, they kept my room the same for the entire 4 years I attended school. Recently, Barb presented me with an insurance policy they bought when I first moved in with them and had continued to pay on for 23 years. The Beaches knew all about me when they took me in. When I was 7, my mother died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and from then on, my father relied on other people to raise his kids. By the time I went to live with the Beaches, I believed that life was entirely unfair and that love was tenuous and untrustworthy. I believed that the only person who would take care of me was me. Without the Beaches, I would have become a bitter, cynical woman. They gave me a home that allowed me to grow and change. They kept me from being paralyzed by my past, and they gave me the confidence to open my heart. I believe in family. For me, it wasn't the family that was there on the day I was born, but the one that was there for me when I was living in a Howard Johnson's on Interstate 10.
Cecile Gilmer with her essay for This I Believe. Gilmer told us she's still close to the Beaches, and that she joined them for a reunion this winter on a trip to Barbados to gather the family again under one roof. If you have a story of personal belief you'd like to contribute to our series, please visit our website, npr.org, where you can also see all the essays we've aired to date. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay from political analyst Mark Shields.
This I Believe is made possible by a grant from Farmers Insurance.